Hello, Sublette County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 13th, the second day of the 2024 budget session. Today we continued with introductory votes in the House. We heard several property tax relief bills that would provide relief from skyrocketing taxes. While Wyoming has some of the lowest residential property taxes in the country, the increased property taxes has pressed many homeowners' ability to pay. Higher residential property taxes have been particularly burdensome for older people on fixed incomes. The following residential property tax relief bills passed today with my support: House Bill 45, Property Tax Exemption Residential Structures; House Bill 52, Property Tax Homestead Exemption; House Bill 103, Property Tax Assessment Ratio for Residential Property; House Bill 127, Property Tax Exemption Specified Real Property; House Bill 133, Property Tax Holiday; and House Bill 134, Property Tax Deferral Program Amendments. I have voted for every property tax relief bill on introduction this session. The Revenue Committee will work the bills and bring solutions for property tax relief to the floor. House Bill 45 is a property tax exemption that would cap property tax at no more than a 5% increase per year. A person's property may increase by less than 5% or may even decrease. If a person's property valuation decreases, that would set a new baseline. This exemption could be made available to Wyoming residential property owners in 2024. House Bill 52, Property Tax Homestead Exemption, is my bill and is time-limited property tax relief that would exempt the first $50,000 of fair market value for those under 64, $100,000 exemption for those 65 to 74 years old, and a $150,000 exemption of fair market value for those over the age of 75. My bill is designed to provide tax relief for every homeowner, but provides more relief for older homeowners. My bill utilizes state dollars to reimburse local government for the lost revenue. Another bill that passed the two-thirds introductory vote with my support was House Bill 71, Broadband Development Subaccount Amendments, which provides the matching funds required to receive federal funds under federal broadband programs. This will help rural Wyoming get connected. Keeping Wyomingites connected to high-speed internet allows our businesses and individuals to remain connected and do business anywhere in the world. I have worked to better broadband in Sublette County for a decade. A bill that did not make the two-thirds introduction that I supported was House Bill 84, the High Plains Research Station and Arboretum Historic Site. The bill would have designated the Arboretum a historic site and required the Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources to manage the site for the preservation of history and enhanced availability to the public. This site near Cheyenne is one of the most important agricultural historic sites in Wyoming, and I hope we continue to work towards making it a state historical site. I can be reached at Albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.